In this episode, we're going to break down how to manage expectations and how to know whether or not your growth strategy is working when it comes to implementing our four-step growth and retention system. Welcome to Why Your Podcast Isn't Growing, a podcast helping coaches, experts, business owners, or independent podcasters who want to do this full-time gain clarity around why your podcast isn't growing as fast as you'd like and learn the steps you need to fast-track slow and steady growth to gain thousands of new, highly engaged listeners. Hello and welcome back to Why Your Podcast Isn't Growing. My name is Anthony Wineri.
I'm Ty Gauchet.
And of course, this is actually part number 6. This is the final part. So just concluding the series and giving you a very good idea in terms of if it's working or if it's not, because most of the time, we just take action with the podcast trying to grow without having a proper way of tracking whether something's working or not. Right, Tig?
That's right. That's right. And if this is new information to you, part 6, what's this about? I haven't listened to the other parts. I didn't know it was a series. Just go back a few episodes to part 1, where we go over the overview of our 4-step growth and retention system that we use to help clients get to 5,000 to 10,000 monthly downloads in 6 months. The following episodes break down each step in lots of detail. And now we're at the end. And of course, as Anthony says, it's actually more about testing, seeing if things are working and iterating along the way. So we've got some principles to share with you to make that ride as smooth as possible and to ensure your long-term success.
Absolutely. At this point, you just have your USP, which is your unique selling point, something that differentiates your show from other people's podcasts out there, packaging and communicating its value in a new and exciting way for the listeners you want to reach. Number 2, you should have a demand-based content strategy, a data-driven approach, understanding what topics your listeners are actively searching for, and knowing, again, how to package it in a way that's going to capture their attention. Number 3, you should be ranking high on Apple and Spotify through podcast SEO.
How exciting.
I know. So you should be growing organically. And we said, hey, you haven't got to be an expert or a little like data nerd. You can be you can still be a cool
not
kid.
Not like us.
You can still be a cool kid and get good at SEO using simple principles, getting your podcast ranked higher. And the final piece was getting exposure on your rapidly growing show already.
Right.
So with that being said, how do you know if something's working or not, Tiger? And I guess like how long, well, when will we know? What's a good time frame for people to know whether or not it's working or whether or not it's not?
Yeah, good question. Generally, I think a good guideline for you to have in mind as you listen right now, and as hopefully you've been implementing this stuff over the last couple of weeks, give yourself 90 days to test this out. Not 90 days from hearing the first episode, but 90 days from actually having implemented the majority of this stuff. At least you should be on the exposure part when you start counting out that period. And the reason I say from that exposure part onwards is because after steps 1 to 3, the foundational stuff, i.e. the USP, the content strategy, so your show is bingeable, unique, wildly attractive, and then SEO, so you're growing organically, that alone should have your growth moving in the right direction, even before you think about social media or guesting or anything as we discussed in the exposure episode.
That's it. And I think that's a good testing period, right? Not a week, not 7 days. That just put it worse. No, come to me in Tiger, you know, where you're going out, pointing to our head saying, oh, guys, I've done all these changes, all this work, and nothing's happened. Give it some time. Things take time, right?
For sure.
So really, when it comes to that, let's say you're not growing, like what the hell should you do? And oftentimes, let's say your podcast isn't growing, it tends to come down to probably the positioning itself is a bit off. So how you position the podcast isn't actually as attractive to the listeners you want to reach. You had an idea, you've tried it, but it's actually not working. It's not attracting those people in. If you've taken the steps we spoke about, that shouldn't be the case.
Right.
But if the podcast isn't growing, think about it. It's impossible to have all these things, pieces in place. A unique show that's attractive, a content strategy that listeners want to listen to, growing organically on Apple and Spotify, and then guessing other people's podcasts and adding exposure to your show. It's pretty hard for your show not to grow if you do all these different things. Like,
sure,
it's basically impossible.
Especially in that order. They're in that order for a very specific way.
Exactly. So that's the first thing. So maybe your positioning is off and the first element with the USP as well as the content strategy isn't quite there. The second piece could literally just be like when it comes to the keywords you're using. Maybe the keywords you're using aren't as highly searched as you'd like. Maybe they're not very popular. And this means if you're just ranking, you're ranking for a keyword, but if no one's searching in that specific keyword, they're not going to discover your show.
Yeah, the opposite is also true, right? If it's a really competitive keyword, something extremely broad like business, then that's, I don't know, probably a million podcasts or something that talk about that. Don't quote me on the numbers, but it's going to be a lot, right? So it's going to take a long time to break into that. And 90 days, you could still see at least some movement, but you probably wouldn't get to the first page within 90 days, which is where most of the growth happens. If it's something that broad, which again points to the power of being specific, really intentional with your keywords, actually having a couple that you test, not just one, and giving things time. On the other hand, you can also double your output, like we talked about, especially if you're going for something really competitive, to expedite the time it takes to actually see results. You can get ahead of your competition, who are also trying to rank for the same keyword, by putting out episodes more frequently than them. As then, if you're putting out two episodes a week instead of one, that is twice the amount of opportunities to rank for that keyword. So twice as quick, Apple and Spotify are going to get to know that you are the person for that keyword.
Absolutely. And I guess that comes to the next point, which is, look, when you're testing these strategies out, when it comes to your USP, when it comes to your content strategy, and even SEO, I really want to encourage you to try to do some solo shows. I feel like if you're in education-based shows, this is honestly, I'd say, is like a must. We really encourage our clients to do this. It's almost like a necessity. But why is it, Tig? Why is it so important to actually be picking out solo shows when you're doing testing on a strategy, if it's effective or not?
Well, you know what? As you say that, I realized the last point I made about doubling your output, I was just thinking in my head, yeah, do solo episodes. I didn't actually say it out loud. Obviously, just doubling your output of his interviews, that's quite complex to do, right? Double your amount of scheduling. It relies on other people as well. Mm-hmm. They take a lot longer. So yeah, that's no easy feat, right? Unless you've got a lot of spare time on your hands. But one reason solo episodes are great is because you can double your output with a fraction of the extra time, right? Just doing 5 to 10 minute recaps of guest episodes or of longer episodes. Another reason is because in terms of the content strategy, you have complete control over what you're talking about. It's not a two-way street. Someone else isn't there with their agenda to share their story or anything like that. It's completely in your control, so you can follow the content strategy you've laid out for yourself to a T. It's also a lot easier to implement USP ideas if it's just on your own terms as well. You can test things out quicker. You have so much more flexibility with solo episodes, right? I think we can probably agree on.
Yeah. And I guess flexibility is number one, but what does flexibility actually mean? Control.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
you have more control over the test. If you're relying on a guest to show up and have a high engagement, right?
Yeah.
That's not in your control, because you don't have control of how well your guest is going to perform. It might be good, it might be bad. You don't have control over that. The second thing is, you can't just double your output, like you mentioned. Again, control. Whereas if you put out solo episodes in combination with guest episodes, at least you're able to test things so much faster. You're able to see if something is working or if something's not so much faster.
And that brings us on to the next point, which is, how do we actually see if things are working? What should we be looking at? Monthly downloads is an obvious one, but I think there's some other stats that are maybe a little underlooked compared to monthly downloads. And there's two things, right? So there's retention time. There's the average, which is the average completion rate, how long throughout an episode people are listening. This will tell you if people are enjoying your new format, if it's a USP, if they're enjoying shorter solo episodes, if they're enjoying, yeah, just the changes that you make to your content, right? Which is very important. Why else is that important from an SEO standpoint?
Well, from an SEO standpoint, of course, we know that SEO is likely to work because user engagement is one of the metrics Apple and Spotify use to determine whether or not they should recommend your podcast to new listeners. If retention time is consistently low, then it's a good indication of how well the episode's performing, right?
Mm-hmm. And if your staff stink, you're going to sack them.
Right? Yeah.
to reference Anthony's past example from the other episode.
So that's really it. So look at your retention time. The second piece I would say is, yeah, monthly downloads is great. I think it's fantastic. But really, again, we're trying to get new listeners. Like, downloads are great because it tells you how bingeable your show is and if you're retaining new listeners. But future pacing forward is really important that we look at how many of the new listeners who discover the show then stick around for future episodes, which isn't about them going back and downloading old episodes. It's about them sticking around for new episodes. Two different things.
Yeah.
So to get this metric, what you want to look at is, over a 7-day period, how many downloads? So to begin this test, how many downloads do you get on an episode after 7 days? If it's 100, amazing, awesome. That's your baseline. When you make these changes, how quickly do you get to that 100 mark? So if it took you 7 days to get to 100 downloads per episode before, after 90 days, is it now taking you 3 days? Is it now taking you 1 day? Or is it now taking you, what, like 14 days?
And also, maybe an easier way of looking at it, if you're getting 100 downloads per episode 7 days after, then, you know, after you do this test 3 months later, whatever, what's that number at the end of 7 days? It should be more than 100, right? It just should have gone up from 100.
Correct. So that's a different way to look at it.
A different way of looking at it. You know, are you at 150 per episode? If so, that's really good growth for what most people consider.
Absolutely. So those are the main metrics I'll look at, which is your retention time. Is that consistently going up above 80%? And then how quickly are you going above your old baseline of 100? I don't know, again, I'm using 100 downloads as an arbitrary
number.
Well,
it is an easy number.
But yeah, that's what you want to look at. Once you have that, then you know again if it's working or if it's not. And if it's not working, you can look at the metric we talk about, your retention time, your positioning, and just keep iterating. But if you do something for 90 days or 6 months, or some people have 3 years,
yeah, right?
And things aren't changing, if you keep taking the same actions, you're going to get the exact same results. So again, you're going to have to iterate and tweak along the way. That's just, you're going to have to do that period. Period. You'll have to just constantly iterate based on the feedback you get. And what I want to say is, it's going to be so important that you put maximum effort and energy and focus into this, because here's what's going to happen.
Oh, really? I was going to half-ass it.
Well, no, but some people will do. But not you, not our listeners. If you're listening to this right now, we know that you're someone who's hungry, who's dedicated, and you genuinely want to turn your podcast into a rapidly growing show.
Well, if you're listening this far towards part six, having already known this is a series and there's stuff to do in the previous episodes, you are a serious action taker or engaging in some serious mental foreplay.
So shout out. But really, giving this your all, because if you don't give it your all, here's what's going to happen. You'll basically self-sabotage. You won't go all out and make the changes you need to your show because you might be worried, you might be scared, and that's normal. But change is part of that gig. But when you go all in and then you see the results and you see your podcast start moving in the right direction, I promise you, the level of conviction you'll have to keep pushing forward will be insane,
right?
Because you see the feedback, you see it working, you see your numbers going up and up, and you know that is a direct impact of the actions you are taking, the changes you have made. Mm. But if you don't go all in and you're not committed, then you're going to self-sabotage. The podcast won't grow as fast. And then you're convinced that you shouldn't give it more time or more energy, because why would you when it's not doing what you need it to do?
Mm.
It gets pushed to the back of the line because you're a busy business owner who's got other priorities. So why would you give your effort to something that isn't actually working? The reason it's not working, though, is because you didn't fully commit and implement these changes that we've spoke about.
Yeah, no, it's a really good point. And we could talk about this for, well, we've done other episodes about this, right? This success really hinges on, are you going all in, getting a result quicker, and then that convinces you to go more all in, and then it's just a compounding thing? Or is it compounding in reverse, where you half-heart it from the start, get half-hearted results, which then makes you more half-hearted until you're quarter-hearted, and then you're just running the podcast and end up pod fading. It's a sad reality for a lot of people, right?
And we know what we want for you. Now, if you listen to us for the entire series, we want to say
thank you.
Yes, yeah, it's been awesome. I think we have such a good time with this show, and
we
all
do.
We want to do is genuinely just share what's working for ourselves, what's working for our clients, just openly, with the hopes that you take on board, you take action, you make the change, and you see the results. That's really our goal of the show.
For sure.
So again, if you listen to this all the way to the end, feel free to go back, recap, revisit it, sit down, study it, really try to understand what we're trying to say, because once you do and you make those changes, your podcast will start moving in the right direction. And that is what I'm excited for.
That is, yeah, me. I was about to say, I'm really excited to actually hear from people in future that they have implemented this episode or these episodes and things have come on. That is exactly what we want. So please take action, and we promise you will be better off for it and you'll see results.